the dreaded D word, and I don't mean Dallas. All talking about divorce today, as in blended families, we deal with this stuff. We've had a past, and whenever we become a blended family, sometimes we can carry that into our marriage, and sometimes it can leave this haunting thing for our current marriage of just this divorce mindset. So really today's topic is shifting that and just seeing the blessings, God's blessings in our lives, and just knowing that you know, he wants our marriage to work. He wants this marriage in your blended family to work, and there's power in that. And so we're going to shed some of that baggage that maybe we might have had or maybe still do, and we're just going to kind of talk about it and maybe shed it in a new light. So this was a recording that we did on a Thursday at 5 o'clock. So we wanted to bring this to you because it's got some really powerful stuff, just things that we had learned. So y'all sit back, dive in, let's get to it. Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode. We are live at 5.
Live at 5 News.
Live
here
at
we
5
go.
News. We are coming to you from the blended broadcast, from the blended channel, blended block. I don't know. The channel for blended families.
The channel for blended families that is still working on how to talk.
Yeah, I'm kind of chilling here in the corner because if I come up, it's like boom, light. So that's I'm just chilling back here.
That's why I switched you spots.
You know, I think really we can all just kind of lay back and enjoy it and just get to hang out for 10-15 minutes and I'll be encouraged. So that's kind of what this is all about, is connecting. And so that's why we're here. That's why we do it, because we know the struggles. The struggles are real, but we also know the blessings, and the mm-hmm. blessings are that much better.
And if this is your very first time watching one of these lives, we've been going live on Thursdays at 5 o'clock. So if you just want to put that in your calendar, some sort of reminder to know that we go live at 5. But just whenever you can catch it, it's great. I know a lot of you guys are just getting off of work. Maybe it's on your commute home. So whatever it may be. But just know that so you know what to expect.
I was singing the song in my head, so I didn't sing it out.
What song?
The song I always sing is 5 o'clock.
Oh, I was like...
And every time we say it, it just...
I thought since we did the like live at 5 kind of news thing that
I didn't think that. No, when you were talking, that brought it up in my head. And I just thought I'd share that with everybody.
And this is my husband, Randall. And my name is Scarlett. I forgot. That's what I did last time, is I brought it up on my phone so I could see any comments.
We love to have fun. So really, we know blended families can be, there's hard stuff. With any family, there's hard stuff that comes. And we got to look for the little joys in life. And we got to have fun, right? If we're not having fun in life, then... Man, we're just missing it. We're missing the mark. So, you know, it's really just focusing in on that. Sometimes we got to refocus. We're really excited. Today's topic is very good. So it's very powerful. In fact, I was talking with someone this past Sunday, and they were bringing up how before, like, they were growing up in church, and they had always talked about divorce and how really if you were divorced that you're going to hell, and that's kind of what was being preached to them, right? There's all kinds of false teaching out there, but a lot of that condemnation can fall on people being divorced. I think you know that from experience.
Yeah, well, and like when he came home and he was talking about that, like it reminded me that that's exactly what I thought. I remember it was early on, pretty much the time I really got involved in church and like in the word and like listening and understanding it, was the same time I was going through a divorce. And so I had got these audio, the Bible on CDs kind of thing that you ride in your car and listen to it. And I remember hearing a scripture and it said something to the nature of if you remarry or if you get a divorce, then you're going to hell. And then if you get remarried, something to the effect that, you know, you're just doomed. And I was like, crap, what do I do? Because I was already in the process of getting a divorce and I didn't really have a say. And so I just let that really weigh on me of the fact that, what does it matter? If I'm going to hell anyways, what does it matter what I do in my Christian walk if there's nothing I can do about this? So yeah, I brought up those old feelings when you were talking about that the other day, and I've come so far, I guess I had forgot that was a fear of mine.
But if we want to really dive into God's heart, that is just false teaching. That is not his word. That's not what he says. And in fact, just reading this scripture, and this is the one that gets kind of misquoted, I think, a lot. But it's Malachi 2:16. And I'm going to read it just out of the Message paraphrase real quick. But it says, I hate divorce, says the God of Israel. God of the angel army says, I hate the violent dismembering of the one flesh of marriage. And so it goes on talking, but where it gets pulled out is God says, I hate divorce. He never says, I hate the people that divorced. He doesn't say that. He just says he hates divorce. And this was one that I really started letting God minister to me on, because it would get taken out of context. And I'm divorced. And, you know, it's like you start diving in. It's like, man, I don't want to do things wrong. And how do I get right with God? And all these things start coming in on you. But whenever he really ministered that scripture to me, he was like, I never said I hate the people. I never hate you. I just hate divorce. And then it started unfolding more, because what does divorce bring in a family? It brings chaos. It brings destruction. It brings hate.
Division.
It brings division. It brings violence. It brings all these things. And that's what God is not about. God is not about any of that. He doesn't like that. And he knows that divorce brings that. So that's why he hates divorce. He wished we wouldn't. He wished we could work things out. You know, and just us being human beings and living in a fallen world, living in a sinful world, being sinners, we just mess it up sometimes. And the thing is that's okay, because, you know, I mean, you got to take that pressure off. If that was it in the story, then boom, that would be done. But the truth is he gave us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to take away our sins, to wash us clean if we just accept it. And that's the power in it, and that's the beauty in it, because God says, man, I hate this. I hate the division. I hate the chaos. I hate all that within families. You know, because family is the backbone of humanity. He created us to be together. He created the families. He said, go out and multiply. He wants that. He wants that joy. He wants that love. And divorce wrecks that, and it makes it so much harder to grab that. But the thing is, God will still use it to our glory. You know, his word says that he takes everything, our good, our bad, our ugly, and he works it all for our good. Mm-hmm. So it's really resting in him, knowing that he doesn't hate you by any means. He loves you. He calls us all unique and blessed and a vital part of Jesus. So, you know, it's, we can rest in that, and we can rest knowing that Jesus paid it all for us. All of our mistakes, all of our failures, even though our marriage failed, it's okay, because Jesus is there. And whenever we accept that, it just helps us want to get closer to him. It helps us to want to know him more. And then that helps our relationships now, and it helps where we are now. We can't change our past, but we can allow Jesus in our hearts to help move us into a beautiful future. And so it's really powerful when we grab that.
Yeah, I think that's what did the switch for me, is when I learned that pretty much, I mean, we're all doomed to hell, right? I mean, we're all sinners. We all mess
fall
up.
Short of the glory.
If you call, you know, divorce a sin, or if you are a liar, or, you know, because we all lie, gossip, steal, like, there's all these things that we do wrong. And they're all reasons for us to go to hell.
To not be in heaven.
To not spend eternity with him. But then he sent Jesus to make that way, clear it for us, and create us a new being, and to be perfect through his eyes because of the Jesus that lives inside of us. So when I got that, because at that point I hadn't understood that yet, that was still before I had my whole aha moment that I had been forgiven for all the things that I had ever made a mistake in the past, present, and future. But I do have friends that will have messaged me over the last, you know, decade that or so that I've been divorced, that when their marriage is struggling and they're contemplating divorce, they don't know what to do. They don't know what else, what their options are. And so they'll reach out to me knowing that I have gone through a divorce. And I'll tell them, look, if there is any way to stay married and for this to work out, do that, because every marriage is going to be hard. Every marriage is going to have trouble, some worse than others, you know, some harder than others. Some people are more compatible, but especially if you have children in your marriage, like if you can stay together, do what you need to do. Even if it's you putting in all the work and effort, you being the one that goes to counseling, you working on you and letting God work on your husband and begin to pray for him, whatever you can do to save your marriage, do that. But if you don't have an option, if divorce is the only option being presented to you, if your spouse runs off and leaves you, whatever the case might be, then just know that you are going to be okay and that God does still love you and that you're not doomed to hell forever.
He loves you. Yes. And I think that's the beauty of it all, is whenever we really understand God's love for each and every one of us, it changes us. It changes us on the inside. It makes me want to know my Father more. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to know His words more. And it makes me want to allow Him to come into my life and help me where I'm at. And it's whenever we do that shift and we draw closer to Him, now we're drawing closer together. Now it allows me to listen to Him and His guidance. And now it brings our relationship and makes it even better, because God wants to walk life with you. Mm-hmm. Jesus loves you. He wants to be there with you.
This time I was going to break out in the song.
So it's really powerful. It's powerful whenever we get that. But there's so much false teaching out there that we're doomed to hell.
Yeah, I say it lightly, but that's what I mean. It's just how you were taught, or like if you were.
Some teach that. And the truth is, we're all doomed to hell. You know, the Bible tells us that we all fall short of the glory. If you break one, it's like breaking them all, right? And so, you know, it doesn't matter. The small, the big, it doesn't matter. And that's why we needed a Savior. And that was God's plan this whole time, was to show you how much He loves you, that Jesus would die for you, that He would die and pay it all for you, so that we can be that righteousness. And that's beauty, that's power, that's grace, you know, and that's something, once you get a handle on, man, it will change your life, it will change your marriage, it will change your kids, it will change your family, you will have more peace, you will have more comfort, and it's really powerful, it's really beautiful. So
it's good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
So if you take nothing else away, just know that God loves you, even though you got a divorce. God loves you, and that Jesus paid the price for any of the mistakes that you made. So maybe you hadn't heard that before. Because, again, I was in my late 20s when I actually realized that, just because of the way I grew up and the things. I don't know if it's how they taught it or how I received it, but that's what I believed. And so if you can walk away from this video knowing that, man, that changed. That'll wreck your life right there in a good way. And then, do we want to soften this up a little bit with our little precious visitor, co-host down
playing here? We have this little kitten.
Would you like to have more peace in your home? Even see your family relationships grow stronger together? What if I told you there are three key ingredients that every blended family needs to know so we can have more peace in our home and build those stronger relationships with each other? Hey, this is Randall and Scarlett here. Being a blended family for almost 15 years, we've seen and learned a lot through our journey, and we know it can provide you with a shortcut so you can get through or even avoid some of those issues.
There are so many blessings from being in a blended family, but there also can be a lot of heartache and challenges. This gives you the chance to get the blessings quicker by knowing how to get through the challenges faster. We feel called to share what we've learned with you, so we're offering a 3-part video series. And right now, it's absolutely free to all our listeners. No cost to you. We just want to say thank you and give you the opportunity to grab this before we do start charging in the near future.
We know the power that's in it for your blended family and the added peace it can bring to your home. So don't let this opportunity to get it for free right now pass you by. We're going to start charging for it very soon. The link for the Blended Family 3 Key Ingredients is in the show notes below. But remember, blended families rule. So go be fam. Many blessings to you and your family. Now back to the episode.
So the little kitten was super long legged. We saved this kitten. We saved its life. And it was out in the rain. Like we've had, like, it seems like months of rain, and it was out there. Just it looked like a wet rat.
It did.
So I didn't want another animal, but I mean, they're just dang cute when they're little.
Look at this kitten. And so I've been soaking it up. I feel like a grandmother mentality, I guess, or maybe a mom that had a baby later, after having her children growing, because I'm just trying to absorb everything that this kitten, because it's going to get bigger and it's going to start not being cute when it's getting in the trash or clawing the couch or, you know, waking up in the morning and wanting food right away. But right now I'm taking it all in, because look at this cute face. She's so cute. And it kept climbing up while we were talking, and it's like, but right under, it was like right underneath the camera line, so you couldn't see it. Yes, I'm talking about you, baby. We named her Rocky.
With an I.
So after Rocky Balboa, because she's a fighter. And after Rocky Road Ice Cream, because she's got these little white spots on her calico.
She's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Mm. That.
You got it.
All right.
So, all right. Now, we'd love to have your comments on that. Maybe you've heard that teaching before. Maybe you felt condemned. Maybe you felt like you weren't good enough, that you had to try to earn your way to heaven or something like that. Maybe that's you, or maybe this is your first time hearing that. You know, maybe this helped you, or maybe you've come to that realization already. We'd love to hear it. So post in the comments. We love messaging, and we just want to get some interaction going as well. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and just kind of where you've been on this. So yeah, it's really powerful. So if nothing else, just know God loves you.
Yes.
You know, we're divorced and He loves you. He loves you. So it's powerful. So,
yes. Awesome. And hey, Rachel, I see you popped on. I can't tell who the other person is, but did want to say hey. So do we want to pray?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pray.
Look at, she's just staring at me like I'm the best thing ever. Might also be because it is dinner time. She can pray with us. She actually has prayed with us before, and she's pretty calm during. Yeah. So you want me to pray?
Sure.
All right. So Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you that you love us so much that you give us these rules, laws, recommendations, guidelines, boundaries, whatever you want to call it. But you give us these because you love us so much, Lord, that you want to protect us. You want to keep us safe. You want our hearts and our mind to be whole and healthy. And Lord, we know that divorce is one of those things that can come in and just wreck your world. And that's what you hate, Lord. You hate to see your children hurting. You hate to see your children suffering. Just as us as parents can relate so much when we watch our own kids walk through something that's painful, and we hate when we can't save them from that. So Lord, we know that these guidelines are for our own benefit, to help us out. So I thank you, and I thank you that regardless of the choices that we make, the mistakes that we made, that you knew that from the beginning. You knew it was going to happen, so you made a way out. Thank you for sending Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, that when we make mistakes, that He comes in and He paid the price so that we can be washed clean, white as snow, Lord, that when you look at us, you see perfection. Lord, that we don't have to worry that we're doomed to hell, that we know that we are spending eternity with you, because you said there's the one requirement, and that is the free gift of Jesus Christ. So if there's anybody right now that hasn't accepted Jesus, maybe you didn't understand it, or maybe you haven't, I just right now give you that opportunity to invite Him into your heart. And once you've done that, when you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that He has paid the price for you, He's covered you for your sins, that you are made new, you are made whole, and that you spend eternity with God, Jesus, with your family, all those that have gone before us, that is your free gift, and you don't have to worry about these mistakes that you're making here in life, I mean, in this world and as you're living your daily life. So Lord, just cover them in your grace right now. Let them feel that just good, warm feeling inside of what it's like to be loved and understood and forgiven for all the choices that we make. Lord, I ask that you bless this family that they're in right now. Father, if they're struggling, if they're having a hard time, if they're even contemplating a second divorce, Lord, that they are going to come to know you in a new and mighty way through these lives that we have and different things that you're just going to send along their path. And they're going to draw in closer to you, a new understanding of who you are, Lord, and that you're going to come into their family and you're going to wreck it in a new, good way. Lord, their relationships with each other as husband and wife and their relationships with their children, with their stepchildren, their bio children, all of that, Lord, are going to be stronger. Because when we put you at the center of all of it, we know that you can do things that seem impossible to man. And you get all the glory. So we thank you for that, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Good stuff. Listen, we love y'all. It's been fun.
Hey, thanks for joining us today for another episode of Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we've talked about today, they're in the show notes below. If you've enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe below. It's free, and it lets you know when we have another episode for you to listen to.
And if you want to help us out, leave us a rating and review so that we can keep reaching more people. Until next time, remember to enjoy the moment.